John 13:35, Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." God's love is unconditional and eternal. God loves us not because we deserve to be loved. God loves us because He made us in His image. He desires a relationship with us. Whew. Jesus. Go ahead, brother. Man.
As we were singing that, you know, "I love you, Jesus," and like I could just see Him, you know, right there, and He is right here. And it was like, the more we sing that, and the more we say His name, the more we tell Him we love Him, like the closer and closer He gets, and He's like just gorgeous, you know, and like everything about Him is just beautiful. And He shows up because he loves us, and He wants us to just pour our love on Him. And like His name is so powerful. And when we call His name...
Should we hold Him or something?
Just choking.
Choking?
Yeah.
Here. Gotcha.
Like when we say His name, He like just shows up, you know? And like I just keep wanting to say, like when we get discouraged or when we have like weakness or any of that, like during the week, anytime, if we could just step back and just start saying His name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's like He is more powerful than what we're dealing with. And so He like rises up and all of a sudden that problem seems so small, you know? And if we just need a hug or we just need some peace, it's like just go to Jesus and start saying His name. Just start saying His name. If you don't feel Him, you will. Keep saying His name because He'll show up. He comes where He's invited, you know? And like He is here really powerfully this morning. And I just feel His presence really strong. And I just wanted to share that because it's much easier here for us to get caught up in that and then forget about it when we're out during the week. But He's just as strong through the week as He is here. And He wants to be there for us, so...
Does anybody have a testimony? Good night.
Hey, Pastor, I'm going to need your help here.
Okay.
If you can now do it.
All right. What?
I need you to look up Matthew 21. Hold on here.
Okay.
I'm also going to probably need an empty chair just to prove something. Sorry, however your hat's on the floor.
That's okay.
Well,
that's okay.
All right, can you read that first of all?
The whole chapter?
No, just Matthew 20, verse 21, chapter 21, verse
22.
21.
"And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive."
Do you believe that today? Because when I was about 4 years old, here's the bad news. I had a brain aneurysm. Doctors gave my parents 2.5 hours, maybe not even until morning, for me to live. Slipped into a coma, not even inside the ambulance yet. And today, I am 39, and I keep forgetting this guy's name, but John, I think it's John and Glenn. They were just trying to... They saw Barb get saved, so that's good. I give God the praise for that. But anyway, they wanted to see my whole right side. It was shorter than my left side, about a half inch. And they saw with their own eyes, I am not kidding you, saw my leg grow 4.5 inches plus. And I want to use this chair to demonstrate what I mean.
Go ahead. Please. Sha!
And I just want to give God the praise.
I got it. I got it. You got it?
Like they tell me, put things back. Mike. We got him.
All righty. God! God! Say what? You have a song to do or something?
No, I'm just helping you guys out.
Good night, whatever. Somebody else have a testimony? Seemed like somebody did. Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah. So it can be recorded?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. First thing, I miss you all, and I know you've been praying for me. Some of you know what I've been going through for the last 9 weeks. I haven't been here for about 8 weeks. And some of my body functions was not working correctly. And so I had, in the last 6-7 weeks, I've been out of the hospital about 6-7 times, and plus down in Battle Creek to the VA. And so I have been in a lot of pain and a lot of, well, how can I put it, suffering. And a lot of things been happening to me when I was treated badly up to this hospital and down to the VA. And I know Satan was in the corner waiting. And I had Dr. Olson now from the VA for 12 years. And I lost it with her down to in her office down at the VA last Friday. And that was not me. And so I left. And so when I went, I don't know what time I went to bed, but I woke up early, Saturday in the morning. It must be midnight or 1 o'clock. And I got up, and something wasn't right. And my thinking wasn't right, my thoughts. And so I was sitting there and everything, and Satan. Now, if no one, before Satan used to come alone to attack me. And when he came the first time, he came alone. And I rebuked him. And then think I was sitting there. And the second time he brought his legions with him. Some of his legions that God cast out of heaven with Satan. And this time, the second time, he attacked me any way possible, any angle in my mind, my everything. And he put things in my mind from my past, from Vietnam, flashback, what happened me up to the hospital and down to the VA, and so many other stuff that it was pounding in my mind. And I just grabbed my head and just, then this one word came into my mind, paradise. And what is in paradise? Kingdom. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I asked, help me. And from that time on, for hours and hours and hours. We had a battle with Satan and his legions. It could be 5-6 hours during the night. And I had maybe 2-3 hours of sleep. And we fought and we fought. And finally, it kind of eased up. And we rebuked Satan and his legions. We, the Son, we have victory in Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And I had never went through a battle like this. I'm going to be 67 years old in May. And he attacked me so severely this time. So severe that, you know, there are times I could not think right. And I could not separate what was coming in my mind. But when it was over, we had victory. God, my Father in heaven, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I asked the Holy Spirit, and that morning, my nurse, I had in-home care for weeks, because there were times I could not get out of the house. And when I do had a good day, when I had a good day, I try to make it down here to my brothers. And I can say that now my body functions is almost up to 100%.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And my mind is stronger than it was in a long time. You know, I feel the power in me from above. And it gave me strength. And like the songs that they sung this morning, it was powerful. I mean, it was meant to be this morning that my brothers and sisters sang these songs this morning. It left my spirit higher and higher. And I give all the glory and praise to the Father.
Amen.
What I have been going through. And to this day yet, they had not known what happened. Like some of my body function just shut down. And it's been going on 9 weeks. And I told my loving sister over there, Sue, every time I go over these speed bumps over there, when I come down here, when I have a good day, it rattles my inside with pain. And I said, please. And I look up and say, please. I went over these speed bumps. There was no pain and no rattling in my body. And the way I feel this morning, I haven't felt like this in ages. And I talked with the Father this whole week and preparing for this testimony. And I asked him to give me the strength and the wisdom what to say. And he is almighty. He is. And like Janai, I don't think, Janai, like she said, we are weak. We are nothing
without the Lord.
Amen.
And Satan loved to live on fear and sadness. So you and I got to block that out of our minds. He laughs
at
people get sad and angry. And I, by the tone of my voice, God knows my heart and my, and the way, how much I love Him. And I know every brothers and sister that is down here in this house of God, house of the Lord, was praying for me. And I could feel it. I never give up. He gave me the power and the strength to get through this.
Amen.
And I forgive the people the way they treat me. They treated me like trash in that hospital. They told me, we can't help you anymore. There's nothing wrong with you. And they tossed my clothes on the bed and pushed me in a corner someplace. And I forgive them for what they done.
Amen.
You know. And when that nurse came Monday, I said, fellas, I need to apologize to my doctor, Dr. Olson. And I had to go someplace. And I said, and when I got back, she said, Ken, I talked with Dr. Olson, nurse, Megan, and she is going to relay the messages that accept my apology. And then Saturday morning, when this, I think her name was Sherry, came. And when she came in the house, God's house, I said, do not touch me. Do not put thy hand on me. And while she was asking me questions and so on, I was talking about paradise. And she asked me, I do not know what you are talking about. Then I explained what is paradise. The Lord.
Jesus Christ.
And then she said, I know what you was referring to. And so there was a lot of spiritual fighting. And my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I love so dearly in my life now, that, you know, I give the praise and the glory. I do, you know, I don't take anything. God got a plan, and He got a plan for me now. And I will not sit idle aside and say nothing. If I hear somebody say the Lord's name in vain, if he stand there and say nothing, we are guilty.
Amen.
For not speaking up.
That's right.
And when we go out, when we say grace at the table, we say it loud. But when we go out and eat, what do we do? I do. We just bow our heads and say nothing. We say it in silence. Why do we do that? Are we ashamed of ourselves that
We cannot speak grace and loud and ask Jesus, thank you for this food and for the blessing that you have given us. No more. You know, I'm done with that. And so, you know, it just, I feel so much joy in this, you know, and I feel and believe that this music, the songs that they were singing this morning went out of this building. And just I hope someone who was walking by and just heard this praise of song that they were singing this morning in their heart. And
hey, Ken.
I'm talking too much.
We're going to pray for you. Sue, come here. Steve.
You know.
What's your son-in-law's name over there?
My stepson?
We don't call him steps around here.
No.
Jody. Come here.
I couldn't.
I know it.
You think he's pumped or what?
You know, when God does something in you, you can't keep quiet. You know, you just can't keep quiet. So, Lord, we want to lift up. We want to lift up Ken. And we just thank you for the work you're doing in his life. We thank you for restoring him to us. Thank you for restoring his health. And Lord, we're just asking that it would be a complete restoration, 100%. I'm asking that you would bless his home, his life, his relationships, Lord, his body. Yes. Lord, that he would be sensitive to you, follow you. Lord, that you would guide him in every area of his life. And I'm asking that you would bless him today as if he was Jesus himself. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Anybody else have a testimony?
I'd just like to share my brother Ken. When he comes in here, he puts a smile on my face. Because he's a creature of God's now. But what really, really touched my heart is I'd go to him and I'd take him places and he'd be in so much pain that it's like I was hurting for him. But through it all, he was praising Jesus. When he didn't know what to do next, he was praising Jesus. When he was in so much pain that he could hardly move, he was praising Jesus. We all can take a hard look at that and see what we do.
Anybody else have a testimony? Somebody have a testimony? He does.
He wants to say something.
Okay, would you like to say something? What would you like to say?
Say it.
Here, you just say it to me.
Come on.
Hey. Hey, just say it to me.
How you say
it? What do you want to say?
He said, touch my ears.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray for this little fella. He's got hearing aids on both ears. And he just said, Jesus, touch my ears. Anybody else have a testimony? God done something. God, I'll learn how to talk after a while. Something good, man. Did God do anything in your life this week? Anybody? God wanted somebody? Anybody want to talk? What's your prayer request for your dad? Taking your dad to ER. Yep. So So, Father, we want to lift up Maria's dad right now. You're the divine physician. You're the only doctor that doesn't practice. And Jesus, you are able to do all things. With God, all things are possible. And we just want to lift him up and ask that you would have your way in his life. Our desire would be that you would heal him, that you would raise him up. We're asking that you would remove pain. We're asking you to give the doctors wisdom. But our first desire would be that you just speak healing into him. Give his family and him grace and mercy and surround them and draw them close to you under your breast, and that they would turn to you so that you could solace, you could comfort them. And we just commit him into your hands and your safekeeping. Say, thank you, Jesus.